Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week for your heartbeat, I wrote down the title, No Mad Rush. I don't think that's what we officially called it in the end, but that's what I wrote down for Advent week 3.
Well, we don't want any mad rush.
That's right, yep. Because you're saying this is the week where a bit of urgency kicks in.
Well, you look at the calendar, the time, the date, whatever, and go, oh my goodness, I've got so much to do before Christmas.
Yep, yeah, and you get that feeling of a mad rush. Or for some of us, the calendar does get busy depending, you know, what's in your life. Maybe carols at church, school, going to the shops just becomes
agitated.
Yeah, like you rock up.
Anxious,
and you walk in the door of the shops
and
you already feel it.
Yes,
like this atmosphere,
yes.
Oh my gosh, like, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But then you make a comparison then with Jesus who is coming and he comes in peace.
Yes.
Quite the opposite.
Yes.
Go from this rush to just peace. And he comes to bring us that peace, and with that comes hope, eternal life. And it's a good time to be reminded of that.
Take
of that
peace within yourself.
Yeah. And we can ask ourselves the question I've just written down here. The peace of Jesus needs to be prevalent in our lives. So we can ask ourselves right now, well, is it? Right now, do we feel peace? And we can feel peace in a few different areas of our life and maybe not in others.
Yes,
you know, there might be an area that you're like, oh, no, I feel a bit in turmoil here.
Well, how many times did Jesus say, do not worry?
Mm.
Because this anxious and worriness can unsettle us and it's like we're unpeaceful.
Yeah.
We're jittery. We're agitated.
Mm.
You know, we've got this, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on edge.
That's like,
a lot of the time. And you shared the scripture in Philippians, so I'm going to share it again now because I think it's a good one. It talks about how Paul is content in his life because he has Jesus in his life.
Yes.
And it's Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13, and it says this, and this is Paul speaking. Not that I'm referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I just love that. Like, I've learnt the secret of being content. He's like to just completely trust in God, that he's the one who strengthens us. And I think even last week you talked about Paul saying, you know, when I'm weak, he is strong. And with that, when we know that, there comes peace.
Yeah, it's a peacefulness you don't know how to really explain.
Mm.
Just within you, you feel very calm and peaceful. So you could still go to the shops and feel this energy and mad rush and agitation, but you are just calmly walking through, doing what you need to do. But it's not just at the shops. We want to have this attitude in our life for all things so that, you know, we are Jesus to others by being a comfort, by bringing peace, by bringing his compassion and mercy and kindness to situations.
Mm.
You know, it's this time of year can be really difficult in relationships because, you know, you can avoid people often throughout the year, but with family and friends, this is a time when you often decide, oh, we're all going to get together. But great, you know, so-and-so is going to be there and there's always going to be an argument.
Mm.
Why don't you think I'm going to bring the peace of Jesus into this situation?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, give me the gift of peace that I can share it with others. I can be peace. And when I walk into that room, into that situation, into that work office, whatever it might be, you, oh God, are present and people just go, wow, the atmosphere's changed here.
You can change the atmosphere. We did a heartbeat on that.
Yeah, and it's true.
In the year.
Mm. It's true.
Mm.
You know, ask the Holy Spirit. Again, it's not us.
Mm.
Asking the Holy Spirit to give us this gift and ability to bring the peace of Christ. Because he's, you know, when he says, put on the armor of God, but what's the armor on your feet? The peace. The shoes that you put on are shoes of peace, because as you walk into your life, where you are, where you are in your life,
where you go,
that's what you're bringing.
You then talked about Jesus as the shepherd, and describing the shepherd as compassionate for his sheep, but compassionate for the poor and the weak.
Well, the picture that I had in mind was when it says, you know, Christ brings peace. Was like a shepherd coming along, gathering
them in.
Yeah, grabbing his lambs in his arms, holding them close, settling them down. They're all feeling that peace of Christ.
Mm.
And so this picture of the shepherd, I was trying to like describe a little bit.
Mm. For me, the line that stood out for me for this entire heartbeat was that he said these words. He said, "The shepherd's presence calms the sheep."
Mm.
And it made me think, are we aware that we are in God's presence? Because if we know that we're in his presence,
we can be calm.
We can be calm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the weekly challenge that I've written for this week, is to sit in his presence, to ask yourself the question, are you sitting in his presence? Because if you are, then you should feel that peace. And maybe that's a good reminder for the whole week. Whenever we're doing things, when we start to feel that unsettling, God, would you come and be present?
Mm-hmm.
Right now. And that's just the part that really got me for this heartbeat this week. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week. We hope that you're able to get some time to sit in his presence.
Well, I guess that's the challenge this week, isn't it?
To take the time
in his presence. But not even literally sit sometimes.
Mm.
Wherever you are, you're in his presence.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And we look forward to chatting with you next week for our last heartbeat podcast
for the
year. Yeah, which will be awesome. So we hope you have a great week. We look forward to chatting with you all next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.